All right, KFIZ News Time is 10:10, coming up on 10:11 as Final Act Today continues from the AirTech Heating Studios. It's a Tuesday. It's March 16th of 2021, and a couple times a month, we always like to learn more about some local history, take a time out from all the breaking news and information we give you, and take a fun look at some local history topics. And we do that with Tracy Reinhart from the Fond du Lac County Historical Society. And being St. Patty's Day Eve, Tracy is going to teach us about some Irish history here in Fond du Lac County. Tracy, I hope you're wearing green for this segment.
Absolutely not.
Oh.
I am wearing Ireland's official color, which is blue.
Ah, okay.
Believe it or not.
I dropped the ball, and I'm wearing like a heather gray zip up here today. So I am not in the spirit this today either. So I guess I dropped the ball.
It's officially not till tomorrow.
That's true.
So you're okay.
That's true.
You're okay.
That's true. So tomorrow, yeah. Of course, St. Patty's Day, but you got some Irish history to tell us about here this morning.
Yes, there are a few things about Fond du Lac County that revolve around the Irish. And, of course, first thing is the biggest area of Irish settlement is around Eden. Mm-hmm. And that's where most of the Irish, when they came to Fond du Lac County, that's where they first settled. Although there is a large cluster of Irish in Dundee also. They had at one point a Catholic church there that they had started. And there's a tiny little cluster of Irish that settled in the town of Springdale. So, and the biggest census year that had the most people born in Ireland was 1870, where over 2,500 people in the Fond du Lac County census were born in Ireland.
Wow.
So that's quite a statistic there. And then it goes downhill after that. There were six Irish churches in Fond du Lac County. Of course, they started out with St. James in Eden. That was the church first built in 1849. Then we have St. Patrick's in Fond du Lac, which was 1855. Our Lady of Angels in Armstrong was built in 1856. St. Mary's in Springvale Township was built in 1858, as was St. Patrick's in Ripon. Mm-hmm. And then the last Irish church was St. Mary's in Eden, was not built until 1889. So there were six little areas where the Irish really resided. I have one quote which is kind of a funny quote that Sigmund Freud once said about the Irish.
Mm-hmm.
And Sigmund Freud said that one race of people for whom psychoanalysis is of no use whatsoever. That's the Irish. So we have to have a little bit. Irish, of course, are known for their humor.
Mm-hmm.
And the most famous Irish, the most famous Irishman that was born in Fond du Lac County is somebody that we don't really hear very much about. And his name was Edward Doheny. And he was born in 1856 in Fond du Lac. His parents were both Irish, born in Ireland. And Edward Doheny graduated from Fond du Lac High School when he was only 15, and he was the class valedictorian.
Wow.
Now, what made him famous is that he moved out to California, and in about 1892, he drilled the first successful oil well. He found a field of oil in California and became a very, very famous oil tycoon. He made money hand over fist.
Huh.
By 1902, he had sold that oil field for, I don't have an amount, but that was his claim to fame. He actually, when you have somebody famous, for example, if Bill Gates were born in Fond du Lac, mm-hmm. you know, you'd lay out the red carpet. Edward Doheny would come to Fond du Lac once a year in secret and did not want anyone to know he was here. He would come here only to visit the graves of his parents and leave town. He just didn't have much to do with Fond du Lac, even though he was born here.
Mm-hmm.
So one year, Elizabeth Waters, who was a classmate of Doheny and part of his graduation program, once wrote to him and asked him to remember his high school when he was making donations, because he, with all that money, needed tax write-offs just like anybody else. And so he responded to her, and he said he would pay her $25 for every book that she could send him that was used in the schools at the time he was in school. So any school book from his era, he would pay her $25. She actually collected 63 books
Wow.
from the past, and she got a check from him for $1,375. So, but he was known for just more or less ignoring Fond du Lac. But the reason we don't hear much about him, he was in the 1920s, he was implicated in the Teapot Dome scandal,
Oh.
where these people were bribing officials to look the other way when they had business deals going. He was accused of offering a $100,000 bribe to the Secretary of the Interior. Hmm. And they had to hold two trials. And he was acquitted both times of offering the bribe to the Secretary of the Interior. But the Secretary of the Interior was convicted of accepting the bribe. So I don't know how you can reconcile the two, where Doheny was found innocent, but he was found, the Secretary of the Interior was found guilty.
Hmm.
he was also a pretty famous philanthropist, so that I believe his house is a huge, huge mansion that's now a tourist attraction that you can take tours through.
Mm-hmm.
There was a movie in 2007 called There Will Be Blood that's loosely based on his life.
Oh, okay.
And mm-hmm. there is a Upton Sinclair wrote a novel called Oil in 1927 about his discovery and his wealth. So he's pretty famous if you know to look for him. But you don't realize he was from Fond du Lac.
Yeah, that's a pretty good movie, There Will Be Blood, one of the better movies of that time. So didn't realize that was based off somebody from Fond du Lac. That's pretty cool.
loosely based on Edward Doheny. So if you want to more or less, some people I have a few questions once in a while, but if you really think you're Irish, there are a few things that you need to know to prove you're Irish. So do you know when Blarney Castle was built? That'll prove you're Irish if you know. 1446 is when Blarney Castle was built. And then do you know what a leprechaun's legendary profession really was? You know, you talk about Irish and leprechauns, and what did leprechauns really, really do? They were tailors and cobblers.
Mm, okay.
So that'll add to your Irish repertoire next time. If you have to prove you're Irish, you can dazzle people with that. But the final one is one that really catches people by surprise. Do you know what dividing the meat, selling the pig, and catching the herring is? You know what that saying really is, or what that is all about? If you knew that those are traditional games that are played at an Irish wake, then we know you really are Irish.
Wow. I went 0-for-3 on those. I know you weren't really asking me, so my mother, who's the genealogist in the family, is probably, if she's listening, very upset at me for not knowing those. So.
Well, my dad is half Irish, and he wouldn't have known any of that.
Okay, well, I feel better then.
So that's about it for the Irish. It's always, you know, fun to, you know, they're always full of mischief and humor. The sense of humor is, you know, what they're really known for. Mm-hmm. And their gift of gab and and Blarney.
Absolutely.
Well, I call it that.
Tracy, happy St. Patrick's Day to you. Thanks for sharing some Irish history with us.
Sure. All right.
Have a great day. Tracy Reinhart joining us from the Fond du Lac County Historical Society as we take some time out to learn about local history. Always some fun stuff to share, learning about Irish history in Fond du Lac County here in the